Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you'll see my email address on top of the page so you can contact me for questions or comment or any other reason. Thanks again so very much for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you as I do every day. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everyone who hears these words. Not only them, but everyone they love and all the things in their life. I pray that their lives become heaven on earth, healthy, wealthy, blessed in every area, full of your grace abounding in their lives. And for this, I give you thanks from inside Christ my Lord. Amen. The message today is called The Plan. We begin in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock and all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Then we go to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Then to the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter 1. "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue." In Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." As I was praying today, I heard Father's voice, and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words for all to hear. Here are his words. He said, "My beautiful ones, I know you're weary and you need rest. I am your rest. I need you to take time each day to see yourselves in me and focus on the fact that you are never really in danger, and in all things you are safe and secure in me. As our beloved Paul told you, nothing can separate you from my love. There is nothing in heaven or in earth that can separate you from dwelling in my love. Even in death, you are swallowed up in my love. And there is no such thing as losing for you. As Paul told you, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. My loved ones, as I've told you many times, you are weary because you are more focused on the world than on me. As it is written, 'I will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is set on me.' All things, no matter how bad they seem, work together for your good. You can't lose for winning. My loved ones, I want you to see the ending and stop focusing on the middle. Imagine you're building a home. You decide on what type of home and what size, and you draw up your plans for the completed house. So you start building and find there's a wall that's not square. Do you stare at the wall and worry about the wall and fret over the wall and lose sleep over the wall? No, you go back to the plans and see the finished home and correct the wall to match the plan. If all you do is focus on the one defect, you will never finish the home. Suppose while you're building a home, a window gets broken. Do you stop building and worry about the window and never finish the house? It is the same with your life. You know it is written, I have great plans for you. You know I knit you together in your mother's womb. You know I have already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. You know I live inside you and make all things work together for your good. You must stop worrying over every little thing that seems to be a setback. Don't throw away the plans and the dreams because you find one wall in your life that is not square or you find one broken window. My children, stop focusing on all the errors and keep your eyes on the plan. So many of you know that the future is bright, but you stare at every little thing that goes wrong until you're off course. Darkness is being driven out of the world, but each time someone sees one dark corner they've never noticed before, they think that little bit of darkness is going to ruin my plans for making Earth just like heaven. Then they share that scary information with everyone so all can lose track of what is really happening. If you focus on the fight, you will always fight. If you focus on the truth that the victory was already given to you, then that is what you will experience. Do you remember we spoke before about entering into rest and letting the plan come into place? You can't be in fear and in rest at the same time. If you're afraid, then you have forgotten that it is written, "Perfect love casts out all fear," and those who are afraid are not perfected in love. Do you remember that I loved the world so much, I sent my Son to save it? Do you remember that I was in Him? He said the Father in me does the works. Do you remember that Holy Spirit came upon Him when He was baptized and Holy Spirit never left? Do you really believe we would go through such pain and effort to save the world and then let that same world be destroyed? Do you really think there is someone or something that can stop my plan? My loved ones, once again, take your mind off what those who deceive you are showing you and look at the plan. The plan hasn't changed. The plan is, in earth as in heaven, that is the plan. Are there hospitals in heaven? Are there cemeteries in heaven? Do people in heaven steal from each other and kill each other? Are there homeless people in heaven? Are there starving people in heaven? Is anyone in heaven crying because they are sad? This is the same plan for earth. As it is written, the redeemed of the Lord will return with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon them. Isn't that better than thinking about the latest sad post that someone posted on a media page? I created the heavens and the earth. I am above all and in all and through all. Do you really think my plans will fail? So, my loved ones, remember, you become what you dwell on. If you dwell on bad news, you become bad news. If you dwell on things filled with delight, you become a pure delight to those around you. As it is written, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. But if you keep staring at the darkness, you will be overcome by that darkness. My dearest ones, I hear your prayers, and I know you're hurting and suffering, and so many seem to have lost everything. But you have really never lost anything. I will return to you all things that you ever held dear to you. I have given you beauty for ashes and joy for sorrow, but you must choose which one you will live in by focusing on what you already have. You lack nothing, and all that you want or need will come into your life simply by you believing it is finished and by you seeing yourself as complete in every way. As it is written, you are complete in Him. So look at the finished house. See the earth full of my glory. See heaven on earth. See yourselves full of joy and blessed, and what you focus on will appear unto you. You must see heaven and earth as one, as our beloved Paul said, when he told you that all things in heaven and in earth are being gathered into one in Christ. Once you stop seeing division, things will appear in one place. You will realize that seeing into the heavenly realm is your inheritance. You will see all things finished, and that is what you will experience. Remember, my loved ones, love each and every person you meet and see them as I see them. They are beloved because of who they are and not because of what they do. You may see them as bad children, but they are my children, and eventually all will be conformed into the image of my firstborn son, just as I promised. Remember the ones you've been taught to call evil are your brothers and sisters, but they're lost in darkness in their minds, and they need your prayers and not your judgment. Look at the finished plan. Look at the beautiful home. While building my beautiful home, a few nails were bent, a few screws were broken, some trim was damaged, but it didn't stop the building of earth into the image of heaven. Don't forget, my beloved, my plans for you are heavenly, even while you walk upon the earth. Keep your eyes on the plan, for the plan is finished. Remember, my beloved ones, love each other as I love you. And these are the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I'll see you soon.